الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب قد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكر الله فيها عز وجل او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سيكتر علماء الكرام برادرز اند سسترز last night our Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Mir Sahab Dawood Barakat who very beautifully explained the importance of the dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just to repeat those things the Hazrat has mentioned and the importance of it, first and foremost for my own islah and the object of coming for this jalsa, as Hazrat mentioned, that we should renew our intention that we have come for our islah, of our reformation. And two things are very, very important regarding our reformation. One is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second is suhbat al-salihin, that to create the nisbat of Allah ma'allah, to have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala created an avenue by sitting in the company of the pious people. And the Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi has mentioned that if a piece of ground which park, it has some impurities, then there are two ways of cleansing that ground. The first method is that if there is excessive rain and the rain caused that water to now wash that impurity away, and now there is no trace of the impurity, the ground becomes park. And the second he mentioned that the rays of the sun, the intensity of the sun scorches that piece of ground, and there is now nothing left of that napaki, and it has disintegrated or disappeared, so that ground becomes napak, becomes park. So the Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi has mentioned in a similar vein, the water, like the water that comes down from the heavens, the rain, can be likened to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentions that the sun, the rays of the sun, can be likened to the tawajjuh and the nazar of the shaykh. So these two things combined, inshallah, by us making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the supervision of a shaykh, and we making ta'alluq to the shaykh, then, respected brothers, our hearts will become clean, inshallah. This will remove all the impurities of the heart. This is mentioned that zikr ka naga dil ka faqa. When the person doesn't make the zikr of Allah, it doesn't have the spiritual food for that of the heart, then that heart becomes deprived of the nourishment, the spiritual nourishment. Today in life, we will find there are many things, the supplements a person takes, whether it is the tonics, whether it is the vitamins, all is to boost the person's health. So in a similar vein, the vitamins or the supplements or the things that will boost our spirituality is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mashaf Ritani rahmatullahi has mentioned that one is saman rahat or rahat. Two things are different. One is the means of comfort and the comfort itself. For example, a person can buy the best of beds, the most expensive of beds, but it doesn't mean that now that money can buy you sleep. Money can buy the best of encyclopedias, best of libraries, but it cannot buy you knowledge. Money can buy you the best of medication, the best of health services, but it can't buy you health. So here also we should understand that the things of rahat is one thing, and rahat and comfort is something else. So the rahat, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, those who brought iman, and their hearts find enjoyment, sukoon, itminan, through the dhikr of Allah. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala emphasizes, Allah, the behold, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. It is only in the dhikr of Allah that their hearts find contentment. Yeah, just like a fish that finds enjoyment in the depths of the ocean. So many a person immersed in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he finds that enjoyment, that sukoon that he's looking for. There are three categories of people when it comes to the dhikr of Allah. One is the kafir. Allah Ta'ala explains, فَوِيلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That destruction or halak or wail be for that person whose heart is caused their hearts to become very hard to the dhikr of Allah. They have aversion to the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They don't like the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then we have the munafiqeen. لَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That they remember Allah very little. But we as believers, Allah Ta'ala addresses us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. That O people of Iman, remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala excessively. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned, there is no word, Allah uses the word كَثِيرًا for any other ibadat except the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In fact, the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings value to our ibadat. It is the soul of our ibadat. It's the soul of this entire universe. As long as a person is taking the dhikr of Allah, one person is mentioning the name of Allah, then Qiyamah will not take place. So this dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, it brings spirituality, it brings value, it brings flavor to all our ibadat. On one occasion, a certain Sahabi radiallahu anhu came and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul Mujahidi A'zamu Ajra. That from amongst the Mujahideen, those are striving in the path of Allah, who amongst them will earn the greatest reward? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Aktharuhum Dhikran Lillah. That person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. And then he asked, Ayyul Sta'imin A'zamu Ajran. That person who fasts, among those people who fast, who will attain the greatest reward? Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that aktharu dhikran lillah, that person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. And likewise, the Sahabi radiallahu anhu asked different aspects with regards to salah, with regards to zakah, hajj, sadaqah, etc. Every occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed out that person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was seated over there and he addressed Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Aba Hafs, that O Umar radiallahu anhu, it seems as if though Zahaba Zakiruna bi kulli khair, that the Zakirin has taken the greatest lot of goodness. So the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so essential, it is so important, and it is the easiest. A person doesn't have to face the Qibla. A person can be lying down while sitting, while walking, while driving. And the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ تِقَالَةٍ, that everything has a cleanser. For example, a person's hand is dust. It's got some soil. It is nearly put it under flowing water. And then the dust will be removed, inshallah. If there's something more stubborn, then you will use soap. And with something more stubborn, for example, like paint, then you use thinners, methylated spirits, then that paint will be removed. Likewise, we have so many detergents, so many washroom powders for our clothes, etc. So here, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the purifier of the heart is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we make dhikr of Allah, the more nur comes into our heart. And the more, when a utensil is filled till the brim, and then when a person now puts more into the water, for example, in that utensil, the container, then it overflows. So our Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Hamid has explained, then the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will flow everywhere. It flows from the eyes, there will be nur, there will be nur from the ears, from the tongue, whatever he says. Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali also mentioned that whenever a person goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, among the advices Hazrat gave, that they engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to proportionately to the fitnas and the evil that is that are there in the environment, proportionately that amount of dhikr a person should make. This will save you from many evils and many fitnas. Last night in our ulama bayan, Hazrat Muhammad Amir explained, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, towards the end of his life when he became paralyzed, and now he could not do anything much, but his mission a while to go everywhere and establish the halqas of dhikr. And he mentioned by us establishing the halqas, the gathering of dhikr, those save us from many, many problems, many, many fitnas. Today there's an avalanche of fitnas in different disguises and coming to us in all directions. So one of the easiest methods, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, is nothing more easier and more effective in delivering us and saving us from the punishment of the grave, our punishment of the after, than the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah grant me and grant us the tawfiq that we Allah make us among the dhakirin. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one hadith, سَبَقَ الْمُفَرِّدُونَ, that the mufarridun have gone ahead. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who are the mufarridun? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, those who remember Allah amongst the men and the women who remember Allah excessively. Like last night Hazrat explained, a person has a beautiful garden and beautiful flowers, variety of beautiful flowers, and what is the irrigation system, the fertilizer? It is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring alive all the beautiful qualities. Those nine qualities, innal muslimin wal muslimat till the end. The dhikr of Allah, Allah says, وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتٍ. Those who remember amongst the men and the women, who remember Allah excessively. So this will bring life, this will bring beauty to all our amal, inshallah. Qari Tayyusa rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that every aspect of our body, every limb has a certain function it plays, and the satisfaction of it is attained through various things. For example, he mentioned the eye, the satisfaction of the eye is when it beholds the beautiful scenery. A person looks, for example, at the garden route, a person looks at the shore of the beach, he looks at something beautiful, the different shades of green, greenery. When a person is traveling to the countryside, it brings satisfaction to the eyes. Similarly, the satisfaction of the tongue is when the tongue tastes something, some delicacy, some dessert, something sweet, it enjoys it. So the satisfaction of that is lies in regarding the taste of something very nice. Similarly, the satisfaction of the ears is to listen to something very soothing, to listen to the tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, some naat, some nasheed without any musical rhythms or lyrics added to it. So a person, the satisfaction a person gets is through that. So he says, similarly, the heart, the satisfaction of the heart is only in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more a person makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more closer he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mashawari Tani rahmatullahi mentioned, that whenever a person makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should make few intentions, inshallah. The first one is that how a person can gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu mutin fahuwa dhakirun. That person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a dhakir. That person who becomes the obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more we remember the name, we take the name of Allah, of La ilaha illallah. To add it to that, our Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Amin explained yesterday in the ulama program, he said that it is mentioned in the hadith, when a person makes the zikr of Allah 100 times daily, then his face will shine like the 14th full moon. Then he explained that the moon is over there, especially for example before the month of Ramadan, or we went to recite the mood for the day of Eid, etc. The moon is over there. But now it's obscure. Sometimes a person sees it, sometimes a person doesn't see it. Now there's difference of opinion. So he said that we just need to see the crescent, that whiteness, the moon is over there. So now the more a person makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that darkness will be removed. And eventually, inshallah, that heart of ours will become like the full moon. It takes about 14 days for a full moon, but this zikr of Allah is a lifetime effort. Till death, inshallah, a person should make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second thing, Mashallah Tani rahmatullahi mentioned, that to make the zikr of Allah in with enjoyment, with tarannum, the person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a nice way, in a beautiful way, with some enjoyment, a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is engaged to a certain woman, even in sleep, he might be taking her name. And if someone has to pronounce her name a very crooked knee or false knee, he will rectify. This is how it is pronounced. Why? Because that is the name of my beloved. So in so many, when a person takes the name of Allah with the full mouth, and he enjoys taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, he mentions that to make the dhikr of Allah constantly, with consistency. That all the time, a person, sometimes shaitan, istahwada alayhim shaitan, fa'ansahum dhikr Allah. Allah, shaitan, the object, as mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person becomes unmindful of the dhikr of Allah, then shaitan comes and he like a snout of like a mosquito sits on the, like a wing of on the heart. And when a person becomes oblivious, ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shaitan injects all types of poison to that heart, spiritual poison. Then a person is beguiled by shaitan. Shaitan takes control of that person, makes him ghafil an sam dhikrullah, makes him forget the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should do it constantly, inshallah. And fourthly, he mentioned to do it under the supervision of someone who is like a sheikh, a pious person. A knife, it has the ability to cut, but only if it's in someone's hand. So in a similar vein, when a person shows you how to make the zikr of Allah, how much of zikr, when to make the zikr, how to make the zikr, all this. And alhamdulillah, in a month of Ramadan, our Shaykh Azhar Hamid Sahib, after the Asr Salah, few days he dedicates regarding the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The finer details, how to make the zikr Allah, how much of zikr, when to make the zikr, all these things, Allah grant us the tawfiq, that we attach ourselves to all these four things, inshallah. So one is to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, excessively. Secondly, that the person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consistently. Thirdly, to take the name of Allah with tarannum, with enjoyment. And fourthly, that the person makes the zikr under the supervision of a certain sheikh, a certain buzruk, inshallah. So the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned, it will bring life to beauty and value to all our ibadat. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. And in one ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Allah Himself says, the greatest thing is the zikr of Allah. It's the most easiest thing that a person can do is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mufti Ibrahim Salehi Sahib down Barakatu explained, that the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has different flavors. For example, a person, he makes the zikr of Allah alone in solitude. ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا. That a person remembers Allah in solitude. One of the person will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah is that person who remembers Allah in solitude. So secondly, he makes another flavor. The person makes the zikr of Allah in the masjid. Or he makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a gathering. In a gathering, a person makes the zikr of Allah. There are many people who are pious. And that they khubiya, or the good qualities of theirs, inshallah, by taking the name of Allah, will rub upon us as well. It will have an effect upon us as well. So there is only benefit through and through to making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as we fulfill the conditions of making the zikr of Allah. And Allah ta'ala tells us zikran kathira, that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Dhakirin Allah kathira wa dhakirat. Those men and those women, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, and this will bring beauty to all our sifat. All those beautiful qualities Allah mentions in the Quran al-Kareem. And so many various occasions Allah Ta'ala tells us of making the zikr of Allah in jihad and after salah, after Jummah salah. All this again Allah emphasizes, make the zikr of Allah. It is a fort against shaitan. It is a fort against many, many fitnas. Allah protect us by making the zikr of Allah. Allah will protect us inshallah. Together with this, the tasbihat of the third kalima, the tasbih Fatimi, after every Farz Salah, we should try and read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. When we retire to bed also, we read the same. And by end of the day, respected brothers, we are increasing our orchards and nurseries of Jannah by 600 trees. Allah grant us the tawfiq, inshallah. That we, and also when we make the zikr of Allah, not to get over it quickly, but take the name of Allah, contemplate, subhanallah, that Allah Ta'ala is cleansing us. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala is praising us. Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala make us great in His eyes. So yeah, that this also adds value when a person makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi, you mentioned that making the zikr of Allah is like the rain that will remove the napaki. All that filth and all that gandagi will be removed from our hearts. And he mentioned second thing is to be in the suhbat of the salihin. This is something very, very important. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. O people of Iman, that adopt taqwa. And how to adopt this taqwa? Easy method. Kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi mentioned, how long? Khalituhum mitakunu mislahum. He said, mingle with them, be with them, until you come such a time that you become like them. Hazrat Shah Masihullah rahmatullahi has mentioned that yesterday Mala Musa Qadi Sahib down Barakat explained very beautifully that when a person has that consciousness that he sees our Mala Ilyas rahmatullahi mentioned, what is the purpose of ilm and zikr? Ilm is to know at any given moment what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from us. And zikr is to fulfill that obligation. For example, now the azan is given. So the knowledge now is given to us that this is the muazzin and he's calling us to success, he's calling us to salah. And the zikr now is to respond to it verbally and physically is to come to the masjid. That is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to have that istizab, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So this will be made a reality when a person sits in the company of the mashayikh, the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because these are the people, as Shah Masihullah rahmatullahi mentioned, that one of the things that a person has to get is husule ma'rifatullah. To gain the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi mentioned, the masakin wa ahli dunya kharaju min ad-dunya. وَمَا ذَاقُوا فِيهَا أَجَّبُوا فِيهَا. He says that the people who are deprived, who are those people who left this dunya, who leave this dunya without tasting the finest of delicacy or delight. So they asked him, what are you talking about of the finest delight? He said, Ma'rifatullah. That many a person don't taste this. That is the recognition and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be easily achieved by us sitting in the company of the mashayikh and the awliya Allah. The one never respected brothers can work wonders. Hazrat Imam Shu'bah rahmatullahi alayhi was a great muhaddith of his time. And in his circle, many, many people used to come and take benefit from him. So in his circle, there were many students, many ulama. And in that vicinity, there was one person who was regarded as like a thug, a gangster, a ruffian, far away from deen. On one occasion, Imam Shu'bah rahmatullahi alayhi, he was after the gathering of hadith, he mounted his horse. So this person grabbed the reins. This person who was a gangster, he grabbed the reins. And he said, Imam Shu'bah, I heard you're a great muhaddith, mention a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to me. Now imagine, etiquette demanded that the person comes to him in the class, or he comes to him while teaching hadith and ask him, but not a person is on his horse, now he's going home. So Imam Shu'bah rahmatullahi alayhi just mentioned one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ مِمَّا أَدْرَكَ النَّاسُ مِنْ عُولِ النَّبُوَّةِ إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاسْنَعْ مِمَا شِئْتَ وَكَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the admonition that which has reached the people by the people of the earlier times of Nabuwat, of the prophethood, is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when you don't have haya, modesty, then fasna mashit, then do as you are pleased. So imagine, this person mentioned one hadith, and he looked at him, it is mentioned he struck such a chord in his heart, that this became a means of him changing his entire life. And respected brothers, he became one of the great muhaddis of his time, Muhammad bin Maslama Qa'a Nabi rahmatullahi alayhi, who became the ustad Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. So imagine just sitting in the company of one buzruk and one gaze of one that buzruk, this person's whole life his taqdeer changed. That is why Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi mentioned that always we always interpret the hadith and we explain the hadith in a negative sense, that the al-aynu haqqun, that the evil eye. It is something which is a reality, it happened also. And this respected brothers, is something is a reality. Sahaba radiallahu anhu was affected by it. So he said, why don't we interpret it in a positive sense? This one gaze of arifin, that it will make a person, a kafir, will make him a Muslim. It will make a fasik, a person far away from deen, make him a salih, a pious person. A person who is a jahil, a person who is an ignorant person, he become one of the great ulama, qurra of these times. So just by sitting in their company, so Shah Wasiullah rahmatullahi on occasion, when he used to give dars of Quran al-Kareem, and then this used to cause a stir in his own heart. But he found when the people came and they left, it was in the same condition. Then he used to give dars of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this used to create an excess in his own heart. But then again he found the people used to come and leave again in the same condition. So Allah Ta'ala inspired him that he said, let me start the majlis of zikr. And in this way, before he disseminated the teachings of Quran and hadith, he used to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create the heart, to make it fertile, to receive the nur of the teachings of the Quran and hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, but that alhamdulillah, after making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now when he taught hadith, now when he taught the Quran al-Kareem, the tafsir of it, it had a different effect. Why? The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now made their heart fertile. So we do, and then respective brothers, Malayi Fatih Sahib rahmatullahi also mentioned, Shah Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi also mentioned, there are two types of zikr. One is the positive zikr and one is the negative zikr. The positive zikr, he says, that is in abundance, alhamdulillah, to a certain extent the ummah is doing far and large, lot of khair. The example, tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, going for nafal umrah, for hajj, fasting, Mondays and Thursdays, the ayyam may be 13, 14 and 15 of every month, giving nafal, sadaqah, charity, etc. But what is lacking is the negative zikr. And what is that? To abstain from the gunas. So he mentioned, the person makes lot of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes lot of tilawat, all good, all khair. Is like suck loads of Allah Ta'ala's mercy that is coming. Is about to receive it. But now there is a barrier. There is a barrier. What is that barrier? It is our gunas. It is our sins. Now that becomes the barrier of us receiving that the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why he says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. That remember me and I am remembering you. فَذْكُرُونِي بِالْإِطَاعَ أَذْكُرْكُمْ بِالْإِنَايَة. That you remember me through my obedience. You become my obedient servant, I will remember you with inaya, with all gifts and ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such an important thing. As Shah Masihullah rahmatullahi has mentioned, that making the zikr of Allah, this will bring nur into our heart. This will mean a means of us now defeating our enemy, nafs and shaitan. So he mentions that in this ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah says, اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَقُونُوا مَصَّادِكِينَ. So he said, the beginning Allah says, O people of Iman. So to preserve our Iman, Allah mentions taqwa. So for the continuity of our Iman, the safeguarding of our Iman, the person who has taqwa, this taqwa inshallah will protect our Iman. But now for the continuity of taqwa, he said, كُونُوا مَصَّادِكِينَ. That be with the truthful. Be with those pious people. Be with those people, the Ahlullah, the Ahl-e-Dil, those who have devoted themselves, their hearts to Allah, those who have paid the price to be in their company, and this will work miracles, just to sit in their company. Khwaja Aziz al-Hasan Sahib Manzoob rahmatullahi, on occasion, he came to Manashah Vritani rahmatullahi, he said, Subhanallah, so many people have taken bayat to Haji Imdadullah. So and then he started boasting and praising Haji Imdadullah. So Manash Malitani rahmatullahi told Khaja Sahib, oh Khaja Sahib, don't think that these mashayikh, that is Mala Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Mala Qasim Nanoti rahmatullahi, and the various giants of the time, that had taken bayat on the hands of Haji Imdadullah. Now Haji Imdadullah's name began to become famous. He said, ask those ulama why they have taken bayat on this person. Haji Imdadullah was not an alim. So, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi himself mentioned, he said that we had knowledge of everything. But when we wanted to do amal of certain actions, there was some laxity. There was some type of laziness that crept into our hearts. But by us taking a bayat on the hands of Haji Imdadullah, that now that laxity was removed. That laziness was removed. Now it made it easy for us to make amal on those actions. And then he also mentioned that like a person who knows the ingredients of mithai, a person knows, for example, how to make a beautiful sweetmeat, but one is the taste of the sweetmeat. So he said that we had the knowledge of Quran and Hadith, that is like the ingredients of the making the sweetmeat. But to gain the sweetness, the ecstasy of it, this was when we took bayat in the hands of Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi. The iman of theirs was i'tiqadi. It was the iman of i'tiqad, that they believe in Allah. But no sooner they took bayat in the hands of Haji Imdadullah, that iman became iman zawqi. It became iman of ecstasy, iman hadi, iman of reality. Subhanallah. So you see, these mashayikh, how they benefited. And just like this, respected brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made effort on the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Sahaba on the Tabi'een, the Tabi Tabi'een, and this will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. Allah will produce the Sadiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will produce the Sadiqeen till the day of Qiyamah. I will end with this. In life, respected brothers, a person, or normally when he travels on a journey, we are also traveling on a journey. Our journey towards the Qabr, towards the Ya'asa, and make it that Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. So we are traveling on this journey, and sometimes a person gets lost. So what does he do? Then he employs the services of the GPS. So in life also, we also need a GPS. GPS, good pious sheikh. So, or we can say in our times, a genuine pious sheikh. Because there's a lot of fly by night. So there's acronym of GPS. Remember this word. Yesterday, one of my friends was wearing a socks, was a branded socks, Adidas. So she asked, "Yo, Hamla, you came with your Khanka socks." I said, "What Khanka socks are you talking about? It's a branded socks." So he said, "No, Adidas, all day I'm dreaming about Sheikh. All day I'm dreaming about Sheikh." So that's an acronym that he came out with. So the GPS, respective brothers, is our good pious Sheikh. Now when a person has a GPS, the GPS is connected to the satellite. So the Sheikh is our GPS, and the Sheikh gets inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires the Sheikh to show the direction of that murid. Now when a person, respected brothers, on the GPS, it will show you the quickest route, the easiest route. So those mashayikh, respected brothers, who are on sunnat, they will show us the easiest route, the quickest route, and the most convenient route. Sabse asal tariqa, sabse ajmal tariqa, sabse akmal tariqa. As Shah Akim Sa rahmatullahi mentioned, the person who follows the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the sunnat is the most easiest way, the most complete way, the most perfect way, and the most beautiful way. And Yusuf bin Ali rahmatullahi used to say, sabse aqrab tariqa. It takes us even quickly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our destination to Allah, our destination toward Jannah. The GPS will tell us regarding our speed limits. It will inform us of sometimes speed traps. It will inform us about some detour, about a road we have to now avoid, etc. So many respected brothers, the Shaykh will warn you and tell you about the traps of nafs and shaitan. It will tell you about the limitation and restrictions. Hujibat an-naru bish-shahawat, ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. That this dunya, respected brothers, is a prisoner for a believer. And Jahannam has been veiled from us because of our shahawat, our evil, and our passions, etc. Similarly, respected brothers, that the GPS, if a person goes off route, then it will tell us recalculating. Somebody, if a person is traveling on the party of shaitan, and the driver of his becomes the nafs, then the Shaykh, respect brothers, will make sure this person, inshallah, he puts the brakes upon nafs. And he will cause him to make a U-turn, come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh will show us the easiest way, the most quickest way, and the most convenient way to reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person has a GPS and he doesn't enter all his details, then he will be wandering aimlessly. So many in this effort of suluk, that we need ittila wa ittiba, that we need to inform the Shaykh. And then we need to follow the Shaykh. So we punch in our details, inshallah. And this GPS of ours will take us towards Jannah, inshallah. Muhammad ki ra tanha nahi chal sakega. That this road of party of the Muhammad of Allah cannot go, you cannot go alone. You have to go with someone. Put your hands in the hands of your Shaykh, and he will. How the foot is very, very beautifully. That Muhammad ki raah tanha nahi chal sakega. That I am going, you also follow me. And in another quote, he mentioned that Muhammad ki raah paida kar. That the person who goes to the Shaykh, then ask those people who found the path. Ask the person who found the path, these are the Ahlullah and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah inspires respective brothers that we make our zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly, and we take bayat on a certain person's hand, which is sunnah. But more important than that, it is for us that the person makes islah. And we'll conclude with this, respective brothers, that there are a few differences between our spiritual maladies and our physical maladies. In this life, respective brothers, a person who is sick, then he will go to the doctor, he will go to the physician, he will go to the surgeon, he will go to hospital, etc. When it comes to physical maladies, it's easy to discern. A person goes, he goes for checkups, he has blood tests, urine tests, etc. From that, they will ascertain this person is suffering from this sickness or that sickness. But when it comes to spiritual maladies, this is something hard to tell. We ourselves won't be able to see how much of love of dunya we got, how much of pride, how much of greed we got. This is when we link up with some Shaykh, inshallah. Secondly, when it comes to physical maladies, then to take dawa, medication, it is sunnah. This is not wajib. But when it comes to our spiritual maladies, to make islah, this is to have the spiritual malady sorted out, this is something which is for us. Thirdly, respected brothers, when a person has physical maladies, then this brings him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, when a person has spiritual maladies, he is distant from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has physical maladies and he makes sabr, rada bil qada, he gets rewarded. But on the other hand, when a person has spiritual maladies and he's sitting contented, I'm nothing wrong with me, then this person is in the punishment of Allah. And respected brothers, the last thing is that when a person has physical maladies, by death, that will end. For example, Allah save us all, keep us at afiyat. If a person has cancer, it doesn't mean now when the person passes away, the cancer will come to him in the grave or in the year after. Once he passes away, that's the end of it. But when the person has the spiritual maladies, then the starting of his problems will be in the qabr. And that problem can be extended in the year after as well. Allah protect us. So Allah grant us the tawfiq, respected brothers, of making our zikr constantly and adopting the company of the mashayikh. Allah grant us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.